صحيح رواه الترمذي وإسناده صحيح. هذا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وبارك وسلم said, when you wear your clothes and perform ablution, start with the right side. Abu Hurairah رضي الله عنه, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, when you wear your clothes and perform ablution, start with the right side. أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أتى منى فأتى الجمرة فرماها ثم أتى منزلة بمنى ونحر ثم قال للحلاق خذ وأشار إلى جانبه الأيمن ثم ليس ثم جعل يعطيه الناس. متفق عليه. وفي رواية لما رمى الجمرة ونحر نسكه وحلق ناول الحلاق شقه الأيمن فحلقه ثم دعا أبا طلحة الأنصاري رضي الله تعالى عنه فأعطاها إياه ثم ناوله الشق الأيسر فقال اهلك فحلقه فأعطاها أبا طلحة رضي الله عنه فقال اقسمه بين الناس. هذا أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahabihi wa barak wa sallam went to Mina. He, on his Hajj, Hajjatul Wada, one and only Hajj, he proceeded to the Jamarat al-Aqaba and threw pebbles at it. He then went to his lodging in Mina and sacrificed an animal. He then said to the barber, start shaving. He pointed to his right side and then the left side. He then distributed his hair among the people. Bukhari Muslim. Another narration states, when he pelted the Jamarat slaughtered his sacrificial animal and started shaving his head. He turned the right side of his head to the barber. He then called for Hazrat Abu Talha Ansari radiallahu anhu and gave the hair to him. He then turned the left side of his head to the barber and said, shave this side. The barber shaved it, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam gave the hair to Abu Talha and said to him, distribute it among the people. But then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Mina. He proceeded to the Jamarat al-Aqaba in the first one and threw the pebbles at it. He then went to his lodging in Mina and sacrificed an animal. He then said to the barber, start shaving. He pointed to his right side and then the left side. He then distributed his hair amongst the people. Another narration states, when he pelted the Jamarat, slaughtered his sacrificial animal and started shaving his head, he turned the right side of his head to the barber. He then called for Abu Talha Ansari and gave the hair to him. He then turned the left side of his head to the barber and said, shave this side. The barber shaved it, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahabihi wa barak sallam gave the hair to Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu and said to him, distribute it among the people. So as here, the Rasulullah's command is, labisnu wa idha tawadda'tum fabda'u bi amalikum. And when you do wudu, when you wear your clothes, like this one, إِذَا تَنَعَلَ أَحَدَكُمْ فَلْيَبْدَعْ بِدُنَّا. So when you wear your shoes, when you wear your clothes, whenever you do anything good, every time, remember right side. This is a sunnah. When you take off, left side. Remember that. Yeah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so particular in everything, in his Hajjatul Wada, his one and only Hajj. The first day after the person on the 10th, after he does, after wukuf, everything, and after any, when the Hajj is over, when the halaq is done, the Hajj is over, the ihram is over. The Hajj is still 3 more days, to 11, 12, 13, but then 10, only the first Uqba is pelted, the first shaitan. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Mina, his residence, and then he got his shave. So you can get qasr or shave to get a shave, you get more reward, double reward. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got his hair shaved, and he gave it to Abu Talha to distribute it. So people today still have Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hair. People still have Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hair. About 5-6 years ago when I was for Hajj, we went to a dawah to one of the Qudams of Qutbul Aqdawah, the Shaykh al-Hadith, Muhammad Zakir rahimahullah. We're coming back in our ustaz, al-Muhtaram, Shaykh Maulana Abdul Rahim. We were with him in the coach, and then I was sitting beside him. He took out a bottle, and he goes, look, I have two of these bottles, and this bottle, the Shaykh here, in Medina Munawwara, who has the hair Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he dips it in a, he has a big bottle of attar, he dips in there once a year or twice a year. He gives it to people at the time of Hajj, and he gives it to people. So he goes, I've got two bottles, and give me one too. Well, we don't know. We haven't seen. Nobody needs to lie, obviously. My ustad didn't lie. But even the person who gave it, obviously, nobody's going to lie then. But there are people in the world who still have Rasulullah's hair. There is people who have Rasulullah's hair. As if Qutb al-Aqtab narrates this hadith, not a hadith, a story in Fadaili Durushi, Virtues of Salawat on Rasulullah. There was two brothers. When their father died, he left three hairs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It must have been from the Sadat. And he gave them, obviously, not he gave them, he left them three hairs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So now one. So there's one. So the elder or one of the brothers said, let's cut it in half. You take half, I take half. The younger brother said, one of the brothers said, I will not do that. Can't do that. Let me cut Rasulullah's hair. So he said, okay, your portion of inheritance, you give to me, and I'll give you the hair. He goes, yeah, perfect. We can do that. Or either he said that. Okay, or the younger brother either said that. Okay, you give me the hair for in lieu of the portion. You take the portion of wealth, whatever the father's. No, between the two brothers. The two brothers were only the inheritors. So the brother said, well, okay, good. So he took two hairs. So he took that two hairs. And obviously, he used to look at it. The salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's what you do in tabarruk. Tabarruk. Otherwise, the person, there's no such thing as worshipping or anything like that, astaghfirullah. It's just tabarruk, and to have Rasulullah's hair was very big. So after some time, that brother, he became penniless. And he saw Rasulullah in the dream. And he told him, you wanted to cut my hair. And Allah gives this much, so much honor and so much wealth after that. Rasulullah's hair. So Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu, in that one battle where there was a sheikh, he goes, I forgot my qudun suwa, which had Rasulullah's hair. Many sahabas buried the hair with them in the grave. Like the way they asked for, you know, that sahabi who, when Rasulullah had a cloak made, a woman gave him a hadiah blanket and, you know, cloak, and he wore it, and he said, oh, I love it. It looks very nice. Can I have it? So the sahabas were upset. This guy wants it. So he took that, and he said, I took this for kafan. So sahabas also took the hair, some of them, into their kafan. Rasulullah's hair. Just yesterday in Home Talim, we were reading, Rasulullah told Abdullah bin Zubair, when he got his cupping done, dispose his blood. Afterwards he said, and Rasulullah said, dispose it in a clean place and bury it. That's the way Rasulullah's blood would be disposed. But where did he dispose it? He goes, after he said, he came to Rasulullah said, where do you put it? He goes, that stomach which has my blood in it, fire will not touch it. Then in the battle of Uhud, when the stones were pelted here, Hazrat Abu Ubaidah, the helmet, Rasulullah's helmet, like he had a helmet like this. So it's metal. So one stone hit, because they're all just trying to kill Rasulullah. And the Sahabas are putting out their hands like this. The stories of the Sahabas are full of love. So that's why you like to talk about it all night and all day. So they were getting the arrows here, and but two stones, one hit him here, and one side of the helmet like this, other side like this. Hazrat Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala, who's from the Shari'a Mubashirah, he took this, he's trying to, obviously, and he took it with his teeth and he lost one tooth. And then the other side, he took it and he went and he took another tooth off. And he, whilst doing the other side, Rasulullah said this, Muhammad radiallahu ta'ala. That's why I say, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So another one, Malik bin Sinan, the blood that was pouring, he licked it. And Rasulullah, the blood that touches, the blood that's, whoever has my blood in their stomach, Jahannam will not go. Well, the fire of hell is haram. And then, that was in yesterday's ta'aleem at home. Then there's also, has a safina, had Rasulullah's blood. Understand? Rasulullah, there's a book written by Ustaz Mufti Shabir, the call of nature of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Mubarak stool in that, is clean, tahir. Rasulullah's blood was tahir. Understand? Anybody else's blood is najas, najas. You're not allowed to lick blood. You're not allowed to drink blood. Understand? You're not allowed to drink your blood or lick somebody's blood. Even your sheikh, anybody's, you can't. Rasulullah's, everything came out of him was tahir. Understand? This is, and if somebody can't comprehend, they're foolish. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabiyul Anbi, Sayyidul Awwali, greater than Kaaba, greater than Arsh. This creation of Allah is greater. This is Aqeedah. This is our Aqeedah. Aqeedah of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Learn Aqeedah. Greater than Kaaba. You know the Kaaba, the house of Allah? How you kiss Hajar al-Aswad? Greater than that is Rasulullah's jism. The earth that touches Rasulullah's body is greater than the Kaaba. Do you know that? This is why they say that's the greatest portion in the world, that part. And even Allah's throne. Kursi, what Allah, because it's a creation. Kursi is a creation. So what, ask the world, ask the ulama, go around, ask the ulama of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, what is or who is the greatest creation of Allah? Sayyidu. And everyone will say, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The greatest creation, 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 creation. Everything's created by Allah. And out of the whole, Rasulullah, the greatest creation, was clean. So his whole body, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his sweat, they used to take like that for atar, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa taala give us the true love. Allah enable us to follow us in his footsteps. Allah enable us to receive from his blessed hand the Hawza Kawthar. Understand? Inshallah.